You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Vice President Education.
Hello and welcome back to the Student Union interviews with The Pulse. My name is Rob O'Connor and today I am interviewing Alex. Alex, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. What role are you applying for, Alex?
I'm applying for Education Vice President.
Okay.
2026.
And what would that entail?
That for me is honestly just ensuring that every single person who comes to University of Nottingham gets like their ideal education, gets the best access to education, feels as though they're represented and feels as though they're like cared for, especially, you know, in the face of course closures and staff dismissals. I just want everyone to feel as though they have someone in their corner and someone supporting them and backing them, really. And just to make sure that everyone feels confident and has the best opportunity to perform as well as they can, really.
What inspired you to go for this role, Alex?
Oh, I mean, I've always been passionate about education. Like, I'm doing my dissertation on it. Like, I'm very interested in it. It's just, I want people to just have the best chances at, like, and just to ensure that there are things in place so that people can access that and to perform to the best of their ability and to not sort of be affected by things that maybe won't affect other people, to make sure that everyone is, you know, equal.
What's your dissertation on?
How class impacts the accessibility of higher education and how it has like impacted people's experiences and then their attitudes towards it coming into it.
Okay. What are you intending to do if you were to get this position?
I just want to make like the student union more accessible to people, because I think a lot of people tend not to realise what the student union offer or forget that they can kind of come and use it as a resource. So I just want to like make it more accessible to people, make it more known, advertise it more, and just listen to people and hear what they have to say and then report back and be that voice for people. And yeah, just make sure that everyone feels happy and confident and, you know, represented.
Yeah, nice. Okay, we're now going to take it to some more sort of light questions.
Yeah, no worries.
Alex, if you were a type of biscuit, what would you be?
I'm going to say a party ring.
Okay.
Party ring. I think it's because it's like everyone can get on with a party ring. And I feel like I'm quite a sociable person, not to sound big editor out. But I think you know exactly what you're getting when you see a party ring. It's simple, but, you know, effective, I think. And it may look a bit different every now and again, but it constitutes the same sort of thing and it's made up of the same values and the same, you know you're going to get icing and shortbread. So even if it's purple or if it's pink or if it's white. You know
what I mean? We have party rings in the office and I was very appreciative of them.
Honestly, such a top tier biscuit, underrated.
And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you in a desert island disc scenario. Okay. Where let's say you're plonked on a desert island, right, in the middle of nowhere, and you are allowed to take three either songs or albums with you.
Okay.
What would you take with you?
Ooh, that's a question. I think Paramore, Brand New Eyes.
Excellent.
A little bit of Paramore. Dookie by Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like Hypersonic Missiles by Sam Fender.
Okay.
I think that's just such a classic for me, even though it came out in 2019.
No, very good. What one book would you take with you?
It might sound a bit daft, but like The Hunger Games.
Okay.
Like, I first read it when I was like 13, and I think I could reread it forever and never get sick of it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just such a cracking book, and then I can like envision the film in my brain, like,
yeah,
pretty much like repeat it line for line.
Yeah.
So yeah, probably The Hunger Games, I would say.
And if you could take one luxury non-survival item with you, what would it be?
Might sound thinking about my iPad.
Yeah.
Love a bit of, like, not to do any work or do anything, purely to play games. I'm, yeah, such an iPad kid. If you ever come to my house, I'm sat on my sofa playing like Block Blast or whatever, because but yeah, probably my iPad, keep me entertained.
Solid choice. We're gonna now go in a more sort of life examining direction. Okay. I suppose, Alex, what or who has been your biggest influence in life?
I'd probably say like where I'm from, which I know sounds like daft because obviously that interviews like influences everyone, but I'm from quite a small little village and like we're an ex-mining village, so we're all quite, everyone knows everyone basically because everyone's granddads used to work together and all that. And it just kind of fostered that sense of community in me and like sort of like, I get, it sounds so stupid, but like wanting to help other people and be there for other people. And I think that's just really shaped my outlook on life.
Where are you from? What sort of region?
So I'm from Stoke-on-Trent.
Okay.
So like not too far away from here. But yeah, just not like, amazingly like affluent area, particularly like pretty, like, especially like specifically where I'm from, a quite deprived area. So it's just, you know, you just have to look out for each other. And I think that's quite a core thing for me because no one else will, so you gotta look out for each other, innit? So yeah.
No, that's fair enough. That's a very interesting one. What's a particular moment of pride that you might reflect on?
Honestly, something like getting top of the league in Duolingo.
Oh yeah. What language?
French. Yeah. probably just like, just doing well in sort of my like grades and stuff. I know it sounds a bit thingy, but I keep saying that. I'm just proud of the fact that I, you know, can get good grades. I know that sounds so thingy, sometimes, you know, you get a knockback and then when you get a good grade, you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'm not as bad as I thought. Yeah.
I mean, especially if it's a humanities subject or something like that, it's so much sort of on the whim of whoever's marking.
Exactly. And it's like so like 1 minute you could do this, 1 minute you could do that, and it's just very up in the air. But yeah.
Yeah.
So just getting that confirmation that, you know, I can actually do it is
So I realised I got you to talk about your dissertation. What actually is the subject you do?
I do sociology.
Oh, sociology. Okay.
Yeah, so very essay. Very
lots of essay.
Interpretation. Yeah.
I can relate. I do history.
Oh, nice.
We're going to end on quite a sort of a question which I think always brings some quite interesting answers. Alex, if you had an autobiography published of yourself, and you got to choose who read the audiobook, is there a particular celebrity you'd choose?
I think it's got to be Alison Hammond.
Okay.
I think she's just so, she just is so charismatic. And if anyone's going to laugh at me, because I'm quite a clumsy person, if anyone's going to laugh at me, I want it to be Alison Hammond. Do you know what I mean?
Very good.
If anyone's going to read me falling over, like, or walking into a pillar in the middle of Rock City, I want it to be Alison Hammond.
You'd have to leave sort of intervals for her laughter.
Oh, yeah. It would take about however many hours to get through the book. Yeah. It would be a session.
Turn a 3-hour book into a 5-1. No, very good choice. Well, Alex, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to The Pulse. I will say thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the student union elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.